I almost quit 9-to-5 mom with a pod. Yes, you heard that right. I almost quit this podcast last week. And what happened last week is that my body really forced me to stop. So I got hit with the stomach flu, like the worst. Every single symptom of the stomach flu, I got it. Then my daughter got it. Then my husband got it. So the whole family got it. And it was really one of those weeks where there was just a lot of stuff happening. It was Pedialyte, it was laundry, it was disinfecting, it was canceled plans, canceled recordings. And as a mom, you probably already know what that's like. But as a business owner, it hit a little different than, it definitely hit me a little bit different. So as a business owner, you could probably understand what I'm going through. And as a mom, you already know how chaotic that is already on its own. So combine those together, full chaos. And usually, like every single week, I have everything carefully planned for work, for podcast recording, for content. But in the middle of that chaos happening with me getting sick and my family getting sick, I had this very dangerous thought that slipped in because I had all this downtime and, you know, I just was not doing much and I couldn't do much. My body would not allow me to be able to work or think. And it was if maybe I should just apply for a job and maybe I should just quit all of this and get a regular paycheck again and it will all be okay. I even pictured myself clocking in somewhere, knowing exactly what was coming every 2 weeks, not having to juggle sponsors, downloads, growth meetings, team meetings, not wondering if the algorithm likes me this month, not losing 4 days of work and feeling in my chest and my soul because, you know, this is my business, my team, my responsibility. And for a moment, it was very tempting. I even downloaded the Indeed app. And for those of you listening from Europe, Indeed is a job search app here in the US. So I went as far as downloading the app on my phone and looking at what was out there. And today I want to talk about that, how I actually can't control anything at all. The idea of quitting, where 9-to-5 mom with a pod is really going. Because last week between the stomach flu, my family being sick, and watching my perfectly planned workday just fall apart into tiny pieces, I had to really confront the exact truth. And it was that I am not in control. And that's exactly where this episode starts. Welcome back to 9-to-5 Mom with a Pod. If you're new here, I am your host, Francesca Stone. I am a mom, a business owner running a legal service business, and this podcast, and I'm also the voice behind this podcast, this show that started as a little experiment and has turned into something way bigger than I expected. My legal service business is my primary income. I run a team, I have clients, and then I have this podcast, this show, which is no longer a hobby anymore. It's in the sponsorship stage. So I'm excited because the brand is on point. The messaging is clear. The listener base is growing. And by all usual metrics, it's working. And that's why I hit this wall last week. So let me just zoom out a little bit to kind of give you a full context of what's going on. So 2 weeks in a row, I lost 2 full work days each week. So in a 2-week period out of 10 work days, I, not counting Saturdays and Sundays, I lost 4 days. 4 days of work. And if you're a business owner, you already know how that math feels in your body and in your soul. 4 days off the calendar for a business owner. It's not like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to catch up later. Leave it for Monday. No. 4 days of missed work is missed revenue, delayed decisions, balls being dropped, a team waiting on you. And in the middle of all that, right, of me being sick and everything, I had this thought, right, is can I just quit this? All of it, you know, the podcast, the pressure, the expectations, like what would it actually look like if I just stop? And those 2 weeks really forced me to look at something I've been really pretending I understood, but I didn't want to face. And it's that I cannot control anything. I know it sounds crazy, but I can't control when I can't control when life takes 4 days from me. I can't control whether this episode takes off or falls flat. I can't control if a sponsor says yes or not right now. And I can't even control how people will receive this story, this podcast, this episode. And as someone who has built a life around being responsible one, the reliable one, and, you know, that anything is possible, the realization that you can't control everything is terrifying, because control has always felt like a safety net for me. It has. Like if I work hard enough and plan well enough and be good enough, then I can steer anything and be everything. And entrepreneurship and motherhood keeps throwing those rocks at me, keeps handing me those same lessons that it still took me almost a year in this journey to actually accept it. And it's that I can't come to terms with the fact that I'm not in control. And I am learning that I have to stop demanding 100% days from myself. Some days are going to be 80% that I can give, or maybe 50% that I can give, and that has to be okay. So when I say I thought about quitting, it wasn't just about me being tired or me being burnt out or anything like that. Underneath all of that surface, you have to look real deep in your, you know, inside yourself to find what the root cause of all of that is. But underneath all of that, there were these real fears, uncomfortable fears. And I'm going to say them out loud because I know I'm not the only one. I know that it might sound ridiculous given the industry that I'm currently in. But one of my main fears is being famous or going viral. That sounds insane, right? Because the idea of podcasting and most creators online is chasing visibility, more followers, more download, more reach. But for me, the idea of actually being seen by a lot of people makes me nervous. And I think is because visibility is not just like, yay, I got more listeners. Visibility comes with opinions. Is judgment. It's people taking slices of your story and deciding who you really are. And if this show grows into what I believe it can be, that will mean more eyes on me, more eyes on my choices as a mom, as a business owner, as a woman figuring this out. Because I'm in this crazy journey. And part of me is like, Am I ready for all of that? Do I even want that? That's fear number one. Fear number two is failing the podcast. This one really sneaks up on me like almost every time I hit record. Like right before I hit record on this episode, I told my husband, I'm freaking out. I don't know why. I've done this hundreds of times and I still freak out. It's crazy. But I am afraid that this show will never become what it could be, what I know it can be, that I will drop the ball right before it starts mattering, or that people will stop listening, or that sponsors will be like, not interested, not important. And I'm afraid that one day I will look at this feed and see a final episode from months ago, and I'll have to admit to myself more than anyone else out there, I gave up on that. I let that die. And that's a really big fear, because when you've built something from scratch, that kind of failure isn't like a numbers game anymore. It's personal, deeply personal. And fear number three is going back to work. And this one is really tough because it hits me almost every day. At least once a day, I think about going back to work, going back to a 9-to-5. But I also know what going back looks like because I've been there. I've done it my whole life. Clocking in for someone else, pouring my brain, my time, my energy into a job that isn't mine. And going back to that dreamer phase, woulda, coulda, shoulda, it's not the end of the world thinking about that, but I am afraid it will hurt me more than anything. And again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5. But for me, in my situation, going back would feel like it's proof that I couldn't make this work, that I couldn't hold the line long enough for my business and this podcast to become what I actually see in my head it could be. So when things get hard, right, the fear for me is not just, oh, well, what if it doesn't work? Mm-mm, it's a combination. It's what if this doesn't work and I have to go back and face all of that? So it's just, you know. So why haven't I quit, right? With all of this sitting in my chest, the loss of control, the fear of visibility, the fear of failure, the fear of going back, why am I still here? And I haven't quit, honestly, because I genuinely love running this business. And I'm really great at it, 100%. I never thought entrepreneurship would be for me, but it is. It is for me. And my friend's dad, I was at my friend's house yesterday. We were having like a pizza challenge competition at home, like who makes the best pizza. And her dad comes over and is asking me, oh my gosh, Francesca, how is everything going with the podcast? And I'm like, you know what? I love it. It's a lot of work, 100%. I love it. It feels like I'm home when I'm working on it, you know? But there's also this formula to it. There's a formula to entrepreneurship. And the formula is really, you have to love everything about it. You have to love the long hours, the emails, the calls, the meetings, the days you're not making money. You have to love that. You have to love sales, or at least be really good at sales. Everything is sales. And I love this podcast. I love every aspect of it. And I also love the aspect of my other business. I love it how it is, how it comes. It's almost like you're marrying somebody, right? And you just have to accept that person as is with everything. That's basically entrepreneurship. And I don't think a lot of people talk about that. But I really love this podcast. And I love turning the mic on and saying the things that other moms and other women are thinking about, but they're not saying, or they just, they don't know how to, or, you know, who would listen to this? And it took me a while to get there. But I also love the challenge, the change. I love it when all of you send me messages, you know, like when listeners send me messages and they're like, thank you, I thought about this and I thought I was the only one. And then I remember, oh my gosh, right. When I'm doing this podcast, it feels like I'm just talking it into this camera right here, like into the void. But in reality, it's being published out there for thousands and thousands of people to listen to. And it's like people listen to this podcast. And it's shocking to me even that, because I've never thought I had the personality for it. I've never thought that I could get listeners, but I do. I get listeners. And then there's the deeper root to all of this that is my daughter, right? She's a very big part of this podcast and this project that I'm working on. And this, all of this will be a very big part of her life too. So there's that pressure as well. You know, one day this is all going to be hers, which is also another layer of pressure of why it has to work. Like this has to work. And I just look at her, my three-year-old beauty. She'll pull my strings for sure, but I just look at her eyes and I look at her little hands, and whatever the season looks like, right? Whatever the numbers, you know, doesn't matter if the numbers are up, if the numbers are down, whether a sponsor comes through or doesn't come through, I made this happen. I stepped out of the safety net of a paycheck to build this business. I started this show. And I kept going even when things look batshit crazy, which is pretty much every day. And that matters to me more than anything. And I think that's part of the reason why I haven't quit. That's a big part. So with all of that, where is 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod going? And the truth is that it's evolving. It's not just a podcast anymore. It's becoming a business diary, and that is slowly growing into a media company for moms, for mom influencers, for moms who are in the transition of quitting, or moms who are still working a 9 to 5, or you recently left a 9 to 5. And this show is supposed to be the place where we don't need to pretend that we have a 5-step plan all mapped out, all figured out. We can talk about losing 4 days of work. We can talk about wanting to quit. We can talk about the fear of success and the fear of failure. I want to talk about that. Moving forward, you're going to hear more of that, more of the behind the scenes of what it takes to run this platform. And I want more honest conversations about sponsors, about money, and what it actually feels like or looks like to monetize a show at this level. Because this is where this is going. You know, this was just a podcast. And now it's a living, breathing record of what it really takes to build a business and a brand as a mom and a business owner combined together, and eventually turning in this into a full media company. So, but what does that mean for you if you're listening? This means that this show is for you. If you are in that season where you're like, hey, I want to kind of quit everything, nothing feels right anymore, you're not alone. You're not alone. Maybe you're still in your 9 to 5 and you're trying to plot an exit. Maybe you already quit and you're staring at your bank account and you're wondering, oh crap, did I make a mistake doing this? Or maybe you're like me, where you're running a business that really, you know, in paper, it looks good on paper, but you're also trying to build maybe a media brand or an online brand or your personal brand that's growing, and you're still thinking like, why is this so hard? Like, why can't anybody talk about what it really takes to run this? This space is for you. Because I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have it all figured out. I'm not. I want to keep documenting it, the hard weeks, the lost days, everything. I want to keep documenting that. So no, I didn't end up quitting 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod, but I do want to quit something. I want to quit the illusion that I can control everything. I want to quit the idea that this has to look perfect to be worth sharing. And I want to keep showing up like this, to keep talking about these types of parts, the parts of entrepreneurship and motherhood that don't really fit into a cute little square. And I want to talk about how to build this podcast or this brand as a whole into a business diary and media company it's supposed to become, because that's how I see it. Because this space is for me, for my daughter, and for you. So I hope that this episode really just hit something in for you. I just hope that it really did something. I hope that it meant something. You know, you don't have to be perfect or have this idea of control, and I'm learning to let that go. So I just want to say that, because I feel like this was something important that needed to be said. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about it. And I still want to thank all of you for being here, for listening to me process this out loud. I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect at it. I'm doing the best every single day. And I want you guys to grow with me. I want you guys to see that part of me that you're like, oh my gosh, this, you know, this is what it's like. This is what it takes. But I'm not, you know, this is not about being a Debbie D. This is more about you learning from these, like being a unit together. Maybe I don't know you, I've never met you, I've never seen you, but if you are going through this hardship and you're like, man, how are people doing this? I'm just here to document that and to bring that to light. And it may not be for everyone, but if it's for you, you know, I want to thank you for being here, for listening to me, for growing with me. Anyways, I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for being here. And until next time, take care.